A municipal enforcement officer in Happy Valley Goose Bay is under investigation after a video surfaced of a violent takedown late last week. The minute-long video shows an elderly Inuk man in handcuffs being thrown to the ground after being frisked by the officer. That officer has since been assigned to administrative duty while an independent investigation is carried out into the incident. The town says it won't comment until the probe is complete, but MHA Leela Evans, who posted the video to Facebook, believes it speaks for itself. And Leela Evans joins us live by phone. Good morning, Leela Evans.
Good morning.
For those who haven't seen the video, what does it show?
Well, it shows the town cop, and he has a Inuit man over the vehicle, handcuffed. So the man has his hands behind his back. He actually can't physically turn around and look at the cop. The cop is much larger than him. So when you look at the video, he is in total control of this person, but yet he takes him and throws him on the ground. And My concern with that is when you got your hands behind your back, cuffed, and you're thrown to the ground, there's nothing you can do to protect yourself. And, you're at risk of being injured. So I think that was unacceptable behavior that needs to be looked into. And there's several issues at play, because since I became elected as MHA about a year and a half ago, I've been bombarded with complaints about this town cop, even though he's not in my district. A lot of people I know and residents from my district actually visit the area, but a lot of complaints. So I think there needs to be an investigation done, and I think we need to look at the actions of the cop just make sure that, you know, people are not being hurt. But when I saw the video, when I looked at that video, the reason why I posted, I thought, you know, here's a homeless man. They're being chased around by the town cop. And I thought justice should not be served up on the street by the town cop. You know, if this homeless man is somewhere where he shouldn't be, or if he's doing something that he shouldn't have been done, you know, he should be dealt with in the same manner that we all expect, equal justice for everybody. But the other issue, too, is the issue of homelessness. It's severely underfunded, and a lot of people don't realize that, and it's not being addressed. And it needs to be looked at and needs to be taken care of. The shelter there is overflowing. It's only got a capacity for, I think it's 8 maximum. Supportive living is full. So there needs to be resources, and not just shelter, but also programs to help get these people back into society. You know, that's very, very important.
Now, was this a random act, or do you believe this is indicative of racism?
Well, I'd like to address that as well, because, like, you know, people are talking about systemic racism, but this is one cop. The complaints have been about this one individual. So I wouldn't go as far as to say it's systemic. The town of Happy Valley Goose Bay, we've never had any complaints about the town of Happy Valley Goose Bay. And if you look at the people who was on council and you look at the mayor, you know, these are people who have indigenous backgrounds, you know. So I don't think it's an issue of systemic racism, but whether or not racism played a factor here, it needs to be investigated. But also, you know, regardless of who the person is, people needed to be treated fairly, especially by a peace officer in uniform.
PCMHA for the Torngat Mountains, Leela Evans, thank you very much for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you very much.